Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April 19th. Starting off the week overnight, we had December corn up 9.25 cents at 594.75. May wheat up 4 cents at 656.5, and May beans up a dime at 1443.25. The grains really haven't changed since we talked last week. It's really all about the weather. We stay cold out here today and tomorrow, and then we finally warm up Wednesday back up into the 50s and 60s by the end of the week in much of the Midwest. And that'll be, you know, great weather. It's dry. They're going to do an awful lot of planting in the next week or 10 days. We should see crop progress tonight show corn ahead of the five-year average and ahead of last year. So I don't know that we're in real trouble. The big question is, has this cold weather affected the germination on the corn? They say it takes 2 days under 50 to do damage out here. I think we've certainly seen that in some cases, but I think it's kind of a spotty deal. I don't think it's a major interrupter out here, but we'll see how the market seems to be pretty friendly toward it. The market's also responding to the Brazilian crop, which is still very dry in the corn market. So they've got the cold weather here. The dryness is abating in the U.S. somewhat, but the dryness in Brazil continues. It's going to be normal temperatures in Brazil, maybe a little bit hotter than expected, but for the most part, pretty normal out there. But they still need the rains. The next 2 weeks are really critical for their corn crop, so they're putting some premium in here. Now, the dollar is down 40 ticks. Start the week, it's down to 91.15, so that could be helpful for the grains. The dollar's lost a couple of cents here in a week and a half or 2 weeks, so that could be a little bit helpful again. Crude oil steady, so right now I don't see a major move there right now. But I think the grains, you know, I've always said the grains tend to make their highs the last Friday, contract highs the last Friday of the month. And a week from Friday is going to be the last Friday of the month. So can we continue this rally through then? I think it's possible, but I also think it's really a matter of, you know, weather. If we break out of this cold pattern and get warmer, I think guys are going to put it behind them. We've had a nice rally out here. You've got December corn at 516 for new crop corn. You've got new crop beans almost at 13 bucks at 1282 roughly. So I just don't think these are prices you want to leave on the table. I grant you that if there is any major problem, if we have a drought here, if Brazil doesn't get rain in 2 weeks, you know, these markets can move higher and maybe significantly. So all the press out there is touting, you know, $8 corn and $18 beans. And frankly, I don't doubt that if we have the major problem. The question is, will we have the problem? And, you know, nobody really knows the answer to that. So for the time being, like I've been saying, this is really based upon weather as much as anything else. If it stays cold, we're in for some trouble. If it stays dry in Brazil, we're in for some trouble. And until that really changes and we get some rains in the Northwest and in the Dakotas and trying to ease the drought map in the western part of the country, then I think prices can still move some higher. The funds are long record amounts, so how far do they want to push it? You know, they could certainly push it, who knows, up to 500,000 longs if they really want to. We'll see if they want to do that. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.